Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. This podcast is brought to you by FL Teams. FL Teams is a top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth analysis and coverage for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports teams. Remember, go to flteams.com. And this podcast is sponsored by Symbol. Our good friends at Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer you a new way to invest in and profit off your favorite teams. Use your sports knowledge to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the thousands of early adopters who have started to profit off their sports knowledge. Visit www.simbull.com or visit the link in the description to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code FLTEAMS for a $10 deposit bonus to help build your portfolio. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Jeff Macalino, and as always, I'm going to give you a quick run through the week that was and the week ahead for your two-time defending Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning, and your Tampa Bay Rays. I'll just tease that I really have nothing for the Rays in this episode because nothing's really going on between a lockout and, the offseason. So some quiet time there. A busy week for the Lightning. Last I spoke to you, they were having quite a few COVID issues, and that definitely bled into this week. Max Lagasse, who I mentioned, played okay in that first game. Well, he didn't have a great second game. Some Florida Panthers fans may have been asking, well, how are you going to cover the 9-3 loss dealt to the Lightning by the Panthers? And I should say to the Lightning's, scrubs, it was not the Lightning that they played. It was a bunch of AHL players wearing Lightning uniforms. So how am I going to deal with it? By not talking about it. I don't care. Enjoy your win over a bunch of guys who, mostly are not NHL players. Enjoy your win, Florida Panthers fans. We'll probably enjoy knocking you out of the playoffs again and laughing. Anyways, they had back-to-back games against the New York Rangers on New Year's Eve. They lost in a shootout, 4-3. Tough loss. Stamkos started things off in that one with a power play goal in the first. They fell down 2-1 in the second period before Ross Colton got his fourth goal of the season to tie things up. They fell down again after the second Barkley Goodrow goal of the game. Good old Barkley Goodrow, who got his Stanley Cup championship ring, his second, before the game. Corey Perry tied it up late in the third, his eighth goal of the season. Stamkos adding his 23rd assist on that one. Nothing in overtime. Went to a shootout. Hedman, Stamkos, point all stopped. Good goaltending, frankly, by the Rangers. Brian Elliott led up the shootout goal on the third attempt. And the Rangers take the 4-3 shootout victory. Again, Brian Elliott was the goalie in that game because Andrei Vasilevskiy still was missing due to COVID. He was back January 2nd. The team was not sharp in this game against the Rangers in New York. They dropped this one 4-0, gave up two power play goals in the first 12 minutes and 37 seconds of the game. And really, even though the Lightning did get 38 shots on goal, just didn't seem to have things clicking. the penalty kill really set things off in a bad way in this one. Didn't look sharp. Vasilevskiy didn't look sharp. He gave up four goals in only 21 shots. Just one of those games. A rough week for the Lightning. Things got a lot better in their Tuesday game at Columbus. they looked like the sharp team that we were used to, you know, pre-Christmas, basically. And that's what the Lightning are. You know, they're back. Andre Palat got things started. He scored a power play goal early in this one. Then he scored another goal less than 5 minutes later. Gives him 12 on the season. Great year for Palat. Just continually under the radar, but continually productive. Corey Perry then added a third goal there in the first period to give the Lightning a 3-0 lead. That one also on the power play. Perry's ninth goal of the season. Can't say enough about what they're now calling the school bus line and what they are doing. Braden Point scored a nice goal 1 minute after Columbus got on the board to make it 3-1. Braden Point just doing Braden Point things. Put in his 11th goal of the season. Cal Foote, who came back off the COVID list, got the primary assist on that one. Columbus did answer less than 3 minutes later to make it 4-2. But Pat Maroon then scored his 7th goal on the power play later in the second period to give the Lightning a 5-2 lead. Pierre-Edouard Belmar added his 4th goal in the third period. And Alex Killorn, his 10th of the season, to make it a 7-2 Lightning victory over the Blue Jackets. Very nice win. It matched their season high. Three power play goals. Also matched their season high with 7 goals in general. Andre Palat recorded his 400th point in his Lightning career. Braden Point got his 150th career goal. He's now tied for 7th with Brad Richards for the most in Lightning history. And like I mentioned, that school bus line, I had called it earlier in the year the old man line of Pat Maroon, Pierre-Edouard Belmar, and Corey Perry each scored. That line is making such a difference this year. I mean, Pat Maroon last year was typically someone who, when his line was out there, they weren't necessarily out there to score. They were out there to, you know, hit some people. They've become a legitimate scoring threat every time they're on the ice. I give Corey Perry a lot of the credit for that. And he had the slow start as far as at least statistically in the beginning of the season. He has turned it on. That line has done so much and will continue to do a lot for the Lightning. Speaking of where the Lightning stand, I don't know if I was speaking about that, but they still lead the Atlantic Division at the moment and the entire NHL in points with 49. They have played more games than most teams in the NHL. They have played 2 games more than the Florida Panthers, who are only 1 point behind the Lightning currently. So, in essence, you know, could go either way. Not too concerned about who's number one and who's number two. As long as you're in the top three, which right now is Toronto, they have 44 points, and they have played 4 fewer games than the Lightning. So, pretty tight in that top three. Boston has only played 29 games. They you know, had a lot of time off. They are at 36 points, so a decent amount behind the Lightning. In fact, if they won the 6 games in hand that they have, they would still be behind the Lightning. So Lightning still sitting in a good spot despite having a rocky week. The good news, frankly, is most everyone on the team and the coaching staff has now gone through COVID, and seems unlikely that it should be a problem that rises up again. You know, obviously you never know what can happen, but maybe it's good they got it out of the way, you know, and hopefully doesn't rear its ugly head again. Other good news, Nikita Kucherov is getting close. John Cooper had said he hopes to have him back by mid-January. We're in January. Happy New Year's, folks. Nikita Kucherov getting close, and, you know, it's, you know, of the next week or two, you should expect to see number 86 on the ice Biggest concern I have right now for the Lightning, their power play I thought was going to struggle more than it has. They're currently 13th in the NHL, 18.4% on the power play. I thought without Kucherov, it would probably be much lower than 13th, we'll just say. So I expect that to jump up quite a bit when Kucherov is back in and they get things clicking. But the power play, and frankly, the fact that Corey Perry and Pat Maroon and that second unit are actually putting goals in has made a big difference, that they're not just relying on that first unit to score, which I felt was even a problem in the Stanley Cup playoffs, was if the first unit wasn't putting it in, the second unit was kind of punchless. They could possess the puck in the zone, but they never got anything in the back of the net. So good, very encouraged by the power play, being 13th in the league right now. Again, that can only go up. The penalty kill, though, they're 21st in the NHL, 81.6% penalty kill currently. They did well against Columbus. They did awful against the Rangers. We'll see. That's something that, you know, was kind of expected to be a struggle. My hope is that it starts to show a little more improvement. Again, now everyone is pretty stable. The lineup should be relatively consistent, barring any unfortunate injuries. So we'll see. Again, we lost Goodrow and Coleman, so a little dip in that area is kind of to be expected. We'll see if they can tighten the screws on that. That's one thing. You know, again, it's obviously still quite a ways away from the playoffs. It would certainly be shocking if the Lightning were not in the playoffs. They would have to have a really big collapse here over the second half of the season. So that would not be something I would expect out of this team. But the penalty kill getting tightening up a little bit, I think, would be a big thing to hope for before the playoffs start. Because you don't want to go against some of these teams with dangerous power plays with a leaky penalty kill unit. So, hey, that'll do it for this week for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Before I let you go, I'll tell you about the games coming up for the Lightning. Thursday, January 6th, they return back to Tampa. Just for two games, they have the Calgary Flames on Thursday the 6th, and Saturday the 8th, they host the Boston Bruins. Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th, they have back-to-back games up north. They're at New Jersey facing the Devils on Monday, and at Buffalo facing the Sabres on Tuesday. So we'll see. Hopefully the Lightning continue the way they were in Columbus to look sharp and consistent and bring home, a nice maybe 6 points in these next four games. So that'll do it for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Please feel free to hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at SaintJMac. Follow FL Teams on Twitter at FL Teams. Subscribe to the FL Teams podcasts. Check out JFrog and his Fins in the Sea podcast, or the Behind Enemy Lines podcast. Has been fun. Also, go to the YouTube channel for FL Teams. Subscribe to that so you can stay updated on all the cool videos that have been coming out across all Florida sports. And go to flteams.com to stay updated on all your Florida sports news and coverage.